In court filings, Zytex Corp says it followed industry standards and disclosed that any donor's medical histories cannot be verified for accuracy. A Canadian couple has sued the Augusta-based sperm bank, saying employees recommended a donor who faked his education, claiming he was working on a PhD in neuroscience. He has a criminal record, and the lawsuit says he may have schizophrenia. Sperm banks are regulated by the FDA. It requires strict testing for infectious diseases. Mental health screening is recommended by the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, but it is not mandatory.
That's a very big gray area.
Jessica Spencer is the director of the Emory Reproductive Center.
Because other than a psychiatric evaluation and looking through medical records and personally interviewing the donor, it's very hard to make every diagnosis.
She says prospective parents need to be aware of the limitations of the sperm donation process. The plaintiff's 7-year-old son is healthy, according to the couple's lawyer, but they worry about his future mental health needs. The parents want a medical fund established for the 36 other children their son's donor has fathered. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.